Shakespeare's plays. In just 20 years, Shakespeare wrote 37 or 38 plays. Experts do not agree. And several poems. Shakespeare's plays are usually divided into these types. History, for example, Richard III. Tragedy, for example, Hamlet. Comedy, for example, A Midsummer Night's Dream. And romantic drama, for example, The Tempest. Here are some of Shakespeare's best-known plays. Romeo and Juliet. The Montague and Capulet families hate each other and have always hated each other. One evening at a dance, Romeo, a Montague, and Juliet, a Capulet, meet and fall in love. They marry in secret the next day, but they are together for only one night. Tybalt, a Capulet, kills Romeo's friend in a fight. Romeo kills Tybalt and has to run away to another town. Juliet's parents don't know about her marriage with Romeo. They want her to marry another man. Juliet takes a sleeping potion so everyone will think she is dead, and then she and Romeo can escape. But Romeo doesn't know about her plan. He hears that she is dead. When he sees her in the family's tomb, he poisons himself. Juliet wakes up and sees Romeo's body. She kills herself with his dagger. A Midsummer Night's Dream. One midsummer night, four young lovers are lost in a wood. But they are not alone. The king and queen of the fairies, Oberon and Titania, live in this wood. A group of workmen, who are also amateur actors, are there too. They are going to perform a play for the king and queen of Athens. Oberon uses a magic love potion to end an argument with his wife and to help the four young people by making the right people fall in love with each other. But because of the actions of his naughty helper, the fairy, Puck, they fall in love with the wrong people, and his wife falls in love with a man changed into a donkey. In the end, Oberon solves the problems, and everyone is happy. The actors can perform their play. Maybe it was all a dream, after all. Hamlet. The ghost of Hamlet's father tells Hamlet to kill his murderer, Claudius. Claudius was his father's brother, and he is now the king of Denmark. But Hamlet can't decide what to do, and so he makes everyone believe he's mad. But Hamlet's problems become worse. By mistake, Hamlet kills the father of Ophelia, the girl he loves. Ophelia becomes so sad that she kills herself. Hamlet leaves Denmark. When he returns, Claudius and Laertes, Ophelia's brother, plan to kill him. Hamlet must fight Laertes, but Laertes has a poisoned sword. To make sure of his plan, Claudius poisons the wine he will give Hamlet if he wins. By mistake, the queen drinks the wine. Hamlet kills Laertes, but he is hurt. But before he dies from the poison in Laertes' sword, he kills Claudius. Macbeth. In 11th century Scotland, three witches tell Macbeth that he will one day be King of Scotland. With the help of his wife, Macbeth kills King Duncan, but Duncan's two sons escape. When he is king, Macbeth sees everyone as a possible danger, including his friend Banquo, who he kills. Banquo's ghost returns to haunt him. He also sends men to kill the wife and children of another Scottish lord, Macduff. Macbeth goes back to the witches, and they tell him that nobody will defeat him until the trees of Birnam Wood move towards his castle. Impossible, he thinks. In Macbeth's castle, Lady Macbeth can't stop thinking about the murders, especially the murder of Macduff's wife and children. She becomes mad and kills herself. Malcolm, Duncan's eldest son, returns to Scotland with an army from England. His soldiers cut down the trees in Birnam Wood and hide behind them to attack the castle. Macbeth then remembers the witch's words. Still a brave soldier, Macbeth continues to fight to the end, but he is killed. The Globe Theatre. The first Globe Theatre burnt down in 1613. It was rebuilt in 1614, but in 1644 the Puritans closed the Globe together with many of London's theatres. The Puritans were a religious group who believed in simplicity and hard work. They believed that all types of enjoyment, such as going to the theatre, were wrong. In 1949, Sam Wanamaker, an American actor, wanted to visit the Globe, but it wasn't there. He started a project to rebuild an exact copy of the Globe. Sadly, he died in 1993, just 3 years before it was finished. The new Globe, near Southwark Bridge on the River Thames, is very near where the first Globe was. Now there are copies of the Globe in other parts of the world. There is a copy in a park in Rome, Italy, and in Berlin they are building a copy of the theatre too. In Sweden, a copy of the Globe, built only in ice, was made for the Ice Hotel in Lapland. The Theatre in Elizabethan London. We're in London one summer afternoon in 1606, outside the Globe. Let's go in. Tickets only cost a penny. Inside, it's made of wood. It's circular and it has an open roof. Ordinary people stand below the stage. Richer people sit in the galleries above. There are almost 2,000 people. On the stage, there are no curtains and no lights. There is no electricity. The play is Antony and Cleopatra, but the costumes are ordinary 16th century clothes, and Cleopatra is a boy dressed as a woman. In fact, there are no women on the stage at all. Shakespeare in films. There are more than 350 films based on Shakespeare's plays. Here are three types of film version. Films of Shakespeare's original plays that are set in the same time and place that Shakespeare set the play. For example, The Merchant